This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado took an emergency step Tuesday that it has not taken since last fall to deal with rising COVID-19 hospitalizations. The state initiated crisis standards of care for staffing. That means hospital workers can be moved to care for a patient who is sicker than they normally would care for. Two murals with racist imagery will be removed from the Colorado Springs Fine Arts Center after 85 years. The murals show a minstrel character and scenes from the novel Uncle Tom's Cabin. The pieces will move into the Fine Arts Center's permanent collection. The Fine Arts Center is part of Colorado College, which owns the license of KRCC. KRCC is operated by CPR. Residents in Colorado Springs can expect to pay more for utilities over the next few months. The city council has approved what could amount to a nearly $30 per month increase on utility bills. Rising prices for natural gas are pushing up gas and electric bills. The state will use more than $1 million in grants to pair employers with former inmates looking for work. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
The money will build a list of employers ready to hire people who have criminal records. It will also create training programs for inmates so they can develop skills while in prison and are prepared to work when they get out. Governor Pola says the timing couldn't be better.
The number one concern we hear from the business community is it's hard to find people to fill our open positions right now. So employers that can tap into a talented, dedicated pool of potential employees who need jobs, are ready for jobs, will benefit immensely.
The funds come from the State Attorney General's office and will go to the Department of Corrections and advocacy groups already helping people transition out of prison. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
There's more news at CPR.org. This is CPR News and KRCC.